1SGT, K4WCO.
4WCL, WW1SGT.
Man, I come up to South Carolina to get away from you, and I just can't shake you there, old man. How you doing, Jason?
Roger, I thought I was hitting you on the N4AW Pickens repeater there. Apparently, I was on the wrong VFO, so I got N4AW and W4NYK. So, yeah, great to hear you in there, old man. Yeah, you can't escape me, man. You can run, but you can't hide.
Very good. I thought you said you picked up like 10 pounds of ribs. That only looks like about 2 pounds. You cook? What'd you do with the rest of them? What time the rest of them going to be ready?
Roger, probably about 45 minutes after you say you're going to show up. Because I picked up a dozen ribeyes, eight racks of baby back ribs, and about 10 pounds of 90-20 ground beef. So, yeah, man. Hey, y'all come up here. We got plenty of charcoal, so we got plenty to feed everybody. So, yeah, you go ahead and watch. You show up and see if we don't have some 807s and some good grilled meat and play board games. Tell lies.
Like a regular Friday night around here, especially the 807s and the telling lies for sure. Looks like y'all are enjoying yourselves. Did you get any work done today, Jason? You know the reason why you supposedly went up there? Hi.
Funny that you mentioned it. I actually tightened up one deck screw that had backed out a little bit, and I joined the deck railings together with a little 2x4 on the other side. Drove in 6 2-inch deck screws, got that straightened out. Now it's solid. You can sit on it. You can lean up against it. So yeah, that's about the most work I've done today. Aside of going to the grocery store.
All right, well, I'm glad you got something done. Then now I can't harass you as bad as I could. So, all right. Another person you might hear on this repeater would be Matthew. I'm sure you know Matthew, WW4JET. He's on here a good bit. And I saw where you talked to Shane earlier. I talked to Shane earlier, too, on the way back from town.
Roger, I piped up on that repeater, and he jumped in there with Patrick, KO4HK, fine young gentleman, and yeah, what a treat to make contact with Shane while I'm up here. Yeah, it just kind of made my weekend. He's such an adorable person, you know that, and yeah, so yeah, I can only hit about 3 repeaters. Is hitting that one up at Traveler's Rest up on the mountain up there, and we might go chasing some waterfalls tomorrow. I'll see if I can't work that one, but yeah, how y'all doing this evening?
I'm doing good. We got back from town. I took a little nap. Lori was upstairs. Well, I'm assuming she was upstairs. I didn't see her. Nor did I see the dog, so I could see the two of them all cozied up in bed. And I came down to the shack, and boy, 12 meters is wide, 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 wide open to Asia. I bet I've worked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 JAs, and now I got a Saison in South Korea calling me. So, hey, you know what they say, Jason, smoke 'em while you got 'em.
I'm just kind of curious about the JA. Is that Japan? Just kind of curious about that. So, yeah, man, sounds like bands opened up for you. I think you said like on 12 meters. But, you know, luckily the rain's holding out. Got some pictures of Patty and I. We went down into the cul-de-sac here, and lo and behold, there's Lake Hartwell right there. So, yeah, walked down there in the rain and what have you. So, you know, luckily the rain's held out this afternoon, but I don't think that's going to last. WW1SGT.
Roger. JA is Japan. And, I just put the South Korea station in the log there while you were transmitting. So how far of a walk is it down to the lake? It doesn't sound like it's very far at all. K4WCF.
Roger, maybe 120 meters. They got a real nice dock out there and everything. Got a kayak out there, but it didn't have any paddles. So yeah, I guess that's available for this little community where she's living in. It's private access, but it's you know, sort of shorefront access for the folks that live here and everything. It's really, really hidden away. It's a, get this, it's a dead-end cul-de-sac off of a dead-end road. So there's virtually zero traffic through here.
Yep, that's the way I like it. you know, I play Dodge Car when I'm walking the dog at home. But not so much here. Not much traffic here at all. Although, Gabo did find a way to get hit by a car about 4 years ago. You know, there's only four houses up the mountain from me, and one of them happened to be out one night. Yeah, that was not a good night. Had to drive them all the way down to Greenville to go to the emergency vet. But I would imagine you brought Dusty with you. Did Dusty go jump in the lake?
Well, no, I didn't know that about Gabo. Well, you know, hopefully if he's on a retractable lead or running loose, at least he's got a reflective collar or something. My goodness, that's terrible. I know my German Shepherd got lost that way, and somebody intentionally killed her. She got a track warning mom's place down in Pike County. She never touched asphalt. So I know somebody intentionally ran off the road and killed her. But, man, I'm so glad he recovered from that. So hopefully that wasn't too bad. But, we left Dusty behind. But, Patty's dog, he's real intrepid. He didn't jump in late. He's about Dusty's size, but about twice as heavy, which is really weird. But, Dusty's pretty sedate, so, yeah, we're kind of laid back and everything, so, we're going to get down there, hopefully, kind of get wet if the weather clears up a little bit, get a little bit of sunshine, go jump in the lake, cool off.
One SGT, K4WCL. All right, we've got rain on and off since we've been home. Had a couple of showers come through. Nothing major. I didn't pull my antenna down or anything. I just kind of let it move through. I didn't hear any lightning. Lightning detector didn't go off. So, you know that picture you posted the other day of the rainbow? Now, you're on the west-east side of the lake. And I would think, generally speaking, if you're on the east side of the lake taking a picture of a rainbow and you got the lake in it, you're shooting to the west. But you must have been somewhere on the lake on a big curve or something, because you were shooting into the lake in the foreground. But, you know, you can only have a rainbow. You can only see a rainbow when the sun is at your back. So the sun would have had to been in the west, so I'm kind of curious if you're not on a big bend there on the lake.
Roger, interesting that you mentioned that, because I don't know exactly what the topography is here, which is unusual for me. Usually I'm pretty geeky about that, but yeah, I was basically facing almost directly southeast when I took that photo. Just have to open the door with a Bloody Mary in hand, and lo and behold, look at what we got right here. It's just beautiful.
People don't know that, but in order to see a rainbow, the sun has to be at your back. So, anyway. All right, man, well, I'm going to want to hold it. This repeater does get busy, especially around drive time. So, all the locals are going. Yeah, that doggone guy from Atlanta who moved up here, he's tying up our repeater. Oh, by the way, before I let you go, can you hit the LARC machine from where you are?
Not even on. A little bit down in the hole, as you might imagine. We're probably about 12 meters above lake level at best. But just kind of curious now, are you? You said you talked on that November 4 Alpha Whiskey Pickens repeater sometimes, right?
Yeah, if you want to run over there real quick and test it, I talked to Matthew yesterday. He was driving back from the Atlanta airport, and I talked to him when he was in Commerce on the LARC machine, and then he started getting a little funky when he got close to the South Carolina line, and we switched over to N4AW, and I talked to him all the way home.
Roger, I sent him an email the other day because I hadn't heard him on the repeater in over 2 months, it seems. So, yeah, he sent back and everything, said he was okay and everything. Just hadn't been down that way. So, yeah, I was lucky that you caught him for sure. It's WW1,
STC. To him more on the LARC machine than I do on this one. This is about the only repeater. No, I hear him every well. I used to hear him on the UHF machine on Six Mile Mountain, which would be a great repeater for you to get into, but there was a big fire up on top of Six Mile Mountain, and a lot of the repeaters up there are no longer there. A couple have been replaced. I believe they're going to replace the 441-800 machine, but that would be a great repeater for you from where you are.
Yeah, Roger. I think you said four there. So not holding the machine that great, but I don't know if you get into the November 4 Alpha Whiskey repeater any better, but yeah. Come back with that repeater for me.
441-800. I don't think it's on the air yet. And if you want to go over to the N4AW, we could do that real quick.
Roger, I'm kind of curious as to how well you and I both work that machine. So absolutely, yeah. QSY, November 4 Alpha Whiskey. This is WW1 STT clear.